My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Latta. He is a representative from the Buckeye State's 5th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the Health Subcommittee on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which he's a member of the larger committee as well. The committee has commissioned a study recently, which its Republican members say confirms the initial fears they had back when the president's health care plan was passed, that it will ultimately provide incentive for employers not to provide health care coverage for their employees. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
The conclusion of your report is strikingly similar to the contention most House Republicans were making back in 2010 before the health care bill was passed, and that's that despite promises, ultimately it would be more cost effective for businesses in many cases to simply no longer offer health care benefits to their workers and just pay the fine because it would be better for their bottom line. What exactly did you use to measure this in your study?
Well, you know, I represent a rather unique district in northwest, north central Ohio. My district has the largest number of manufacturing jobs. I run anywhere from 56,000 to 57,000 manufacturing jobs. And so, you know, it runs the gamut from large corporations to very small mom-and-pop shops. And I spent a lot of my time on the road in my district going through these businesses. And, you know, I've heard the same thing early on, even before this study, that businesses, if they're going to try to survive, and a lot of them are just hanging on by, you know, shoestrings right now, that they're going to have to take a long, hard look. Is it better for them just to go ahead, not that they want to, but just for business survival, overseas competition, that they're going to have to say, you know what, we'll just have to put these folks in the on the other side, and we'll just go ahead and pay the penalty.
Talk about what would drastically change here for them in 2014, assuming the courts or Congress doesn't act before then, about why the costs right now are considerably lower than what they'd be facing just a few years from now.
Well, you know, one of the things is that what we're seeing is, you know, when the bill was first passed or touted by President Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, that they were looking at around a 900-some billion-dollar cost over 10 years. And we've seen that skyrocket up to about $1.7 trillion, and I've seen numbers that could go to $2.4 trillion. And, you know, we already know that the folks in the president said that they were going to get to keep what they had. That's not going to happen for everybody, and that the cost is going to be lower. And we already know now that the costs are actually higher. So we're watching things pretty much as, you know, as every day goes by, we're watching this health care legislation implode. And pretty much everything that had been predicted that the Democrats didn't want to hear a couple of years ago are all coming to fruition today.
What are you hearing from businesses specifically when they look at these numbers, how much of a difference it'll make in their bottom line and how they intend to deal with that?
Well, see, that's the big dilemma for them. You know, a lot of these businesses are owned locally. You might have 40, 50, 60 employees. These people go to the same schools as your kids. They go to the same church that you go to. And, you know, they're running these numbers, and they're going, my gosh, if look how much we can save. And, again, it's how much more can we put back into this company? Because, you know, they want to go out and buy more machinery. They want to make sure that they can hire more people. But if they could, when they look at these numbers, and again, when you from what was coming out from the committee and the study, that it shows that yeah, you can save a ton of money by just saying, you know what, we'd love to keep you, but we're just going to have to put you on the other side, and that way we can remain profitable and hire more people and buy more machines.
We're talking with Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Latta. And Congressman, did your study reach any sort of hard numbers in terms of percentage of businesses considering this, percentage of businesses likely to take that route if nothing changes?
Yeah, you know, I can't recall right off the bat on that end, but I know that, you know, every business has got to look at it. But they all, you know, they pretty much all say the same thing that I've heard. You know, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we keep the employees we have. We've got great employees. And we want to make sure that they stay with us. And at the same time, though, they say, you know, we do have to look at the economic impact of what this legislation is going to do to us. And at the same time, if all of a sudden you're looking at saving 50% or 60% or 70% in savings, you're going to have to say, you know what, how do we not do it?
And then what happens to these employees on the exchanges or their own shopping? What's next for them?
That's the thing. Then that the employee, you know, the employers don't really want to have to do. Tell their employees, well, we're going to have to cut you loose, and you're going to have to go out there and find the insurance. But again, it comes right down to a practical matter for these companies, because, you know, it's just like I was in a company not too long ago, and they just come up with some new product. And when they showed it to one of their wholesalers, the guy said, "This is great. When can you make it in China?" And so, with their, to hold costs down, what do? And, they could say to their employees, "Well, we're going to have fewer employees out there and keep what we got, or we can keep all of you and remain competitive and produce a part in the United States. But at the same time, then, we're not going to have the employer insurance that we had, that we were providing for you in the past."
Congressman, where do you see this heading in the weeks and months ahead, both your prediction, perhaps, if you have one, on the Supreme Court deliberations, and what Congress you would like to see Congress do if the court doesn't strike it down?
Well, in the House of Representatives, we've already repealed the health care law. We did that as an H.R. 2 last year, and the 1099 provision, we repealed that. That's one thing that the Senate and the President agreed with us on that we had to take care of. The Class Act, the House has repealed it. That was another boondoggle out there that was collapsing before it ever even got off the paper. And we've also had the Independent Payment Advisory Board out there that we've passed through the House, saying that we don't want a 15-person panel out there making health care decisions and ending up with rationing. So, the House is doing its work, and now it's really up to the Supreme Court. And, my prediction, boy, you just don't know. The easy way of the Supreme Court always is to try to find something in there that they don't have to rule on constitutionally. But at the same time, if they find any part of it, since the Democrats did not put a severability clause in the legislation and into the law, then I'm not sure how they can come out and say, how do we define part of this law unconstitutional and leave the rest of it in place?
Congressman, we'll be watching the courts and the Congress. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Latta represents his state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.